You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We typically pay much more attention to new words being added to dictionaries rather than the words that are quietly being removed from dictionaries.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, this is kind of a departure for us. I don't think we've ever talked about all the words that we had to say goodbye to or didn't say goodbye to, I guess. They just slipped out.
That's right. We have spent time talking about new words as they come in. And of course, 2021 is no exception to that. When you look at, for example, the Merriam-Webster dictionaries and the words that the editors have been adding, they have been adding, for example, new meanings to words such as pod and bubble, because the ways in which we have been using those during the COVID-19 pandemic are different. In addition, they've added a new meaning for long hauler.
Yeah, the people who get COVID and then have it for months on end.
Right. So those are words that were in the language that acquired new meanings in the dictionaries. Now, there are some new words, compounds, that have been put in. Rebecca, do you use the compound hard pass?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to give that a hard pass because it is a word that I do employ from time to time.
So hard pass has been put into dictionaries by the editors at Merriam-Webster, along with cancel culture and crowdfunding. And I think all of those can feel obvious to us because they have become widespread. And that's what the editors are indicating, is that those are now widespread. Now, in the world of print dictionaries, what had to happen was that when you added new words, you needed to actually take out some words because editors didn't want dictionaries to grow endlessly. Here's an example of a word that came out near the end of the 20th century, and that is aerodrome. Do you know what an aerodrome is?
No, I don't. Something old. It sounds like something old.
Right. Well, it only lasted about 100 years. The word was created at the beginning of the 20th century for a balloon hangar or a small airfield. And it came into dictionaries and then it was removed from many dictionaries near the end of the 21st century. More recently, we have had some words taken out of, again, now print dictionaries, such as Merriam-Webster Collegiate. Vitamin G has come out. And it's actually not that we don't ever talk about vitamin G, it's that we talk about it as riboflavin.
That's always on the ingredients list when you look on the back of something.
Another word, this one came out of Merriam-Webster Collegiate in 2003, the word snollygoster.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like one that should have stayed. That sounds like a good word.
And Rebecca, that was everyone's reaction. Snollygoster got some press in 2003 when it was taken out of Merriam-Webster. It refers to an unprincipled but shrewd person.
Which is pretty much what it sounds like.
And when this was taken out, there was a campaign to use it so that it could be restored. Now, Rebecca, do you know what or who a hodad is?
Absolutely not. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
A hodad is a non-surfer who frequents surfing beaches and pretends to be a surfer.
Ah, wannabe.
A wannabe. This had some frequency in the 1960s. It has since been removed from Merriam-Webster Collegiate, which raises an interesting question. Now, I don't use the word hodad. You don't use the word hodad, but maybe I'm reading a book written in the 1960s and it uses the word hodad and I want to go look it up. It has been taken out of some print dictionaries. This is where I think we need to recognize the benefits of having online dictionaries. If you go to Merriam-Webster online, you will find hodad. You will also find vitamin G with a cross-reference to riboflavin. In other words, with online dictionaries, we don't have space constraints, and so dictionary editors can keep in words that may be becoming obsolete in current usage, but we might still want to find them when we go to an online dictionary.
Well, here's to hodad, vitamin G, snollygoster, all the other words that we have lost from physical dictionaries. We salute you. Thanks so much, Ann.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.